Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It'll happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything just kind of keep going the way it is, and whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would say, and I really like Pete Alonso. I think he's probably going to be a better player than Pete Alonso when all is said and done.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field. And
a one. Launched high in the air, hit well to right center field. Back in the alley. That ball's out of here. Jack Caglione takes a trip around the bases. A two-run homer into the Storm Chasers center field bullpen. 442 feet. And a curveball down the middle. He hits it 108 miles an hour to center. My word, he hit that ball a long way.
Just the size and his ability to hammer pitches all over the place, out of the park, even if he doesn't square it up, it kind of reminds me of Shohei, to be honest.
Huh. I'm still not well. I told you, boys, I told you Friday, he was going to hit a home run in that game. And he did it. And so I brought him back. I got him out of the minors. Alex and I, we went down there. We rescued the future and the superstar of the Royals, and Jack Caglione officially announced yesterday evening around 9 o'clock. Everyone wrote in the text effect in the group, "Wake up, Bob." He's like, "I'm awake. Go to bed, child."
Like, I was actually not awake at that point in time.
I mean, it was Sunday. I was trying to sleep at 8.
I mean, you just have to, you know, to kind of reset the mind. And everything was a long day, you know, over the weekend and whatnot. And so you got to reset that mind, get ready for a kind of a fresh week. Sleep is the most important thing you could have. And I've noticed that as I've gotten older by the day, the more and more I need more and more sleep. So nothing's ever going to come in the way of me getting that proper rest.
Right.
Do you think if the Royals would have scored more than 2 runs this past weekend, Cags would have been called up? Or do you think this was a move because they saw what they were like against the best team in the division and went, okay, enough is enough? Like, if they would have scored, would we have delayed this another week and maybe brought them up next week or whatever the case may be? I think it was the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm of him just obliterating the baseball, right? Telling them he's ready. This is a waste of time. As you mentioned, pitching against some 37-year-old, you know, former bartender down in the minor leagues. Like, what are we really gaining here, right? Like, if you're not in the UFL, you're in the minors type of stuff, you know, that kind of, you know, athlete. And so he gets the opportunity now to obliterate baseballs at the big league level. But he told them he was ready, which is what you want a prospect to do. Mm. But the team is also ready for Jack Caglione to come in and be part of this organization because they need him right now. It's June 1st. It's technically moving day in Major League Baseball. We know who's good. We know who's not good. We know what teams need. We know they need to get better in certain areas. You got the opportunity to do it internally and not have to give up anybody to go out and get somebody externally. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and do that. Cag said he was ready. The team said we need you. It's the perfect storm. Let's see what we can do.
No doubt about it. And it's a shot in the arm. It's like, yeah, Bob just, you know, told you. It's the, you know, there will be an adrenaline rush. Again, Jack Caglione plus 900 to win Rookie of the Year, the second best odds. I can assure you, because Alex Gold is a degenerate, and he made me even more of a degenerate when it comes to finding rare baseball cards.
Yeah.
So we do these things called, I've only done like 3 of them, where you buy breaks. So you can auction up, they'll put like a start at $1. And you can, you know, bid, and hopefully you know, it's like a normal bid.
Like, so it's like buying an Amazon chest. Yeah. You don't know what's in it.
You buy a spin on the wheel. And when you spin that wheel, it can land on any team. So really you're hoping it lands on the Royals. One of the most number one sought after baseball cards is a 1-of-1 Jack Caglione autograph card.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that buy team slots and they bid on those just teams. The Royals are up at least every time $400 to $600 to $700, $800 slot.
Wow.
Because they're wanting this Jack Caglione.
How much do you think they pay the players to do that too?
We went and met Jack in Double A and he was talking to us about cards. He's a huge card nut.
Right.
Ask Gene. You know, he knows the rush.
Yeah.
And so when he was going through them, he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm really hoping that when I get my, because they'll have like a patch jersey now. So now they'll have like these athletic, these Fanatics people will get it, and it'll be another card where it's like autoed, signed, debut, because now he'll be in next year's packs, yada, yada, yada. But his autograph, his pop, his buzz, his everything is there because of all this hype. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, you know, prospects, there's that kid in Boston and there's this kid in Kansas City.
And that's really it right now.
And it's the Kansas City Royals. Like, this is a guy that went sixth overall last year.
Right. This time last year, he was playing in the Collegiate World Series. I mean, now Brandon Finnegan was playing in the Collegiate World Series and the MLB World Series in the exact same year. So you can have that jump. It's not that, you know, it's not that big a deal. And it's really good for the sport. Can we talk about that for a second, how good it is for the sport to get Jack Caglione up here? Because all of these other sports, you see your young guys right away. Mm-hmm. And people, like, we filled a bar, the Landing, eatery and pub for the draft party to see these new guys drafted, and we get excited about them. Baseball, you have a nice draft. Nobody's having draft parties or anything like that. It's on a Sunday night, and they boo the commissioner there too. And then you draft all these players, and then generally we don't see these people, right? And we forget about them. This is good for the sport that you can get a kid that was drafted last year playing in the College World Series up to the big leagues this quickly in only 50 games or whatever it was in the minor leagues. This is really, really good for Major League Baseball to get these players up to the big league level, to get them up quick, to not have them waste their time in the minor leagues, to give the fans what they want. Because I think after yesterday's game, you could sense it from, you know, the faithful that there was boos at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. Okay. When was the last time you heard boos at Kauffman Stadium? Yesterday, I heard boos at the end of the game. My wife and I are like, damn, they're booing these guys, right? Fans were getting frustrated. The runs weren't there. You could just sense the frustration starting to kick in, and then boom, the Royals do this and they bring up Jack Caglione and all that frustration is gone. I used to marvel at Dick Vermeil when he was the coach of the Chiefs. Every Tuesday they would have the press conference, right? There's the big weekly press conference. And Dick Vermeil would get up there and would address everything that he knew that everybody was mad about and take all of that kind of pressure away, right? The Royals know their fans aren't real happy about the way this offense is going right now. They're starting to get a little bit nervous. What did they do? They remove all of the doubt that everybody had and brought up Jack Caglione, and now the focus is on him. It's a beautiful move by the Royals. It's a brilliant move by the Royals, and it's perfect timing for the Royals.
And I think it'll work. I mean, everything that I've seen and everything that he's done, he's answered the call. And again, it's more than just the explosive power. It's the demeanor, it's the attitude, it's the riz, it's the confidence, it's situational hitting, it's spitting on the balls that they're trying to get him to swing at because of his high chase rate, which is going to happen with the young hitter. Not like I'm saying that he's 18, 19, where he's going to come up and they're going to send him down. He's just not that, he's just built differently. And I know that he's massive of a human, but he just...
He's got great hair, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's just an Italian stallion.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know,
Don't tell Anselmo about him. I want an autograph or something.
Oh, well.
There'll be
movement for Jerry. Be more than strawberry pie that he'll enjoy. Fans alone. But the biggest...
You bring Cags as your date to Dancing with the Stars. Jerry puts you at the front of the table.
Oh, Lord have mercy. The thing about it is, we talked about it, he went 0-for-5. And then the next day he bounces back, goes 3-for-5. And Friday's game, he hits a home run in his first at-bat, can't make it up. Alex and I didn't even know if it was real. And hits a home run in his first at-bat, massive shot, 422, right center, just obliterated. And then, you know, we see the next, later on, not his next at-bat, but later on at-bat, he's down 0-2. And you're like, okay, is he swinging for the fences? Does he have that kind of mindset? No. He works the count full and then takes a ball after fouling off a couple pitches. Saturday's game, he comes up, guys on third. He's not, you know, getting a whole lot to hit, gets jammed inside, pops it up to shallow right field, knocks in Tolbert for a sack fly.
Who are they playing?
St. Paul.
So that's the Twins, I
that's
assume.
That's Minneapolis.
Right? Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Who is pitching for them?
One of their top prospects on Saturday.
Cool. All right.
In fact, Alex could tell you because he had his...
Had his card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had his Bowman for base... first Bowman card, and he was like, this guy's supposed to be like a pretty good prospect. He was a whippersnapper, big lefty threw hard, or righty threw hard. And you know, then I think it was Saturday as well. He had a line out to right field at 109 miles per hour. I know ball speed doesn't really do it for you. Exit velo doesn't do it for you. But the fact that
you have that Ray Velo was great yesterday on that one where the bat went further than the ball and he got on base.
So like when you talk about Caglione, yes, the number that pops out is, you know, the number one single on the album is All the Small Things by Blink 182. But there are so many other things that make that album great. Just like Jack Caglione, the number one hit is the power, but his attitude, his maturity, his know-it-all for the game, his love for the game, his known what his stance is. He went to Omaha and he never did not hit third and produced.
Yeah.
Hit 319, six home runs, 10 RBIs, struck out only nine times.
Well, and that's the thing. The strikeout stuff with him, too, I think has been kind of overinflated. He's only striking out like 21% of the time. That's a very good number for a guy who's a power hitter. So I don't know why people have said he strikes out a lot. I don't think that's a very high number at all. And so if he can strike out that same type of level and just like keep these stats, maybe not a 340 hitter and 15 homers in his first 50, but you kind of keep those same type of stats, those same behind the scenes stats or scene stats where you're not striking out a lot and you're moving the runner over. Like all this guy has to do is get a single with a dude on second base and he's going to be a hero.
The other thing too, is that he hits the ball so hard that a base hit down the right field line could be a single for somebody else, could be a double, and that's going to knock Bobby.
That's
first
exactly
to home.
It. That's all you
he
have
helps
to do.
Everybody else.
Yeah, you don't need to hit home runs. You don't need to go out there and try to be, you know, the greatest home run hitter this side of Aaron Judge. Just go out there and put the ball in play. Get a single here, get a double there. If there's a runner on base, make sure you drive him in. That's all you got to do. So simple, right?
Talk about a great day, a great week at the K next week. You get Jack Caglione's debut against the Yankees on Tuesday. Alex Gordon gets inducted to the Royals Hall of Fame that Friday.
Yeah.
Father's Day that Sunday.
Yeah.
Great time to go out to the ballpark. We'll have Vern on at 8 o'clock here and a little bit later on in the show. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive into what this team is. It's full of pitching, and Chris Bubich might be a Cy Young candidate. Do they have something else coming as well with Jack Caglione? It's a great day to be a Royals fan. It's Jack Caglione Monday. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Happy Cags Day. Tomorrow, St. Louis, Caglione against those damn birds, man. Go in there and show the world.
It's about time it's our turn to have somebody good going into St. Louis and not another prospect for them. That, oh, this Yadier Molina guy, this Albert Pujols guy. Hey, we got our guy now, right? You're going to see what baseball's all about over there in St. Louis. Excited about that.
You're going to see a massive human. That's funny because everyone thinks that I get all goo-goo gaga-eyed about him when all these people around us, when he would go up to the on-deck circle, they'd... Couple of listeners were around and they're like, all right, man, you're not lying. And I was like, told you.
No, right, I mean, he's right there. He's imposing when he goes into the box. Yeah. Just watching him in spring training, I'm like, damn, that guy, okay, he's the part, right? Yeah. You had said to me before the show, like, I'd still like to see him next to Aaron Judge because Judge will tower over him even at 6'5".
Judge is 6'7", 270.
Unreal.
I mean, he's a big man, dude.
Bigger than Kronk.
I mean, I have a picture on my phone from Patrick Mahomes being a first-year starter. When he was making his rounds in the summer, going into his first year starter, standing next to Aaron Judge, and Patrick Mahomes looks like Dylan Raiola.
Oh, no kidding! I've got to see that. Oh, I mean, the Altuve one with Aaron Judge, yeah. Right? I mean that is
it's
a
not
perfect.
That bad,
yeah.
But it's you look at Patrick Mahomes, who's what 6'2",
maybe, yeah, right,
225, 215,
yeah. Somewhere probably at that time, more than
now. He's like 260.
I mean, is he in a dad bod?
And I remember taking that picture, and as soon as I took it, I was like, wow, it's Judge and Mahomes. And I was like, good God, Aaron Judge is a massive human being.
He is like, he's the largest man that's ever played the game of baseball.
Yeah, like wait till Jack stands next to Vinny Pasquantino. And Vinny's a big boy.
And Vinny's big. Yeah.
And you'll see just how much of a man. God, I'm horny.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait though to see him next to Aaron Judge. You go, who's this little guy next to Judge?
You'll see it. Because Tuesday night, June 10th, the Yankees are in town and Caglione will be in the same ballpark with Aaron Judge and ESPN. This is your option.
This is your chance. But they only do Sunday night baseball.
Well, I don't care. Change your plans. Put it on Tuesday.
You can do that. League Baseball Network should put it on Tuesday. What nights do they do games? Because I was watching something
they
with MLB
start
Network.
With Tuesdays right now.
Is it the Mets and Dodgers are this week, I think? And I think they were showing Monday and Thursday that they were doing the Mets and Dodgers.
Yeah, because last night was the World Series preview.
Tuesday night baseball? I don't know if they do Tuesday night baseball or
they
not.
Should
but
start.
They should, MLB Network should pick up, you know, this game tomorrow. I'm sure they'll do their live look. MLB Network, quite
Where's
honestly, is who is that?
Jake Peavy.
Oh, is that Peavy?
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He looks like he should be like an accountant at like, you know.
He looks like Jeremy Renner's stunt double.
I mean, that's Peavy?
I'm pretty sure.
MLB Network does a really good job of making sure you get your highlights. You just have to go to MLB Network. Mm. It reminds me, and I told you this last week, it kind of reminds me of the old days of SportsCenter. When I was a kid, you'd watch SportsCenter, you'd actually get the highlights of games and you know, been told what's going on, not just screamed at. And so Major League Baseball does a great job with their network of showing you the highlights and in games and whatnot. So maybe for a national audience, they'll spill some of this over to the Major League Baseball Network, MLB Network, and get them kind of moving in the right direction, because ESPN has given up on baseball. So I'm not counting on them to do anything.
I was talking about like the value of baseball cards. Somebody texted in and says, I've been collecting since 1986 and I've only seen this jump with a player on cards with two or three other players. I'm sure Trout was one of them. I'm sure Otani was one of them. And I'm sure maybe Harper was one. Skeens was up there. Like his card value went nuts last year. Obviously,
did Judge's value go up at all when he was first up, or was he like before this?
I mean, he was a high prospect and he was at obviously Fresno State, I believe is where he played. Mm-hmm. But then his card got valuable the more he started to play, because like obviously his career was you know, taking off. But there was, I don't know how, and I wasn't in the game as much as I am now about it, but yeah, it's crazy, man, when you see how much like value people put on these breaks to get Royals, or what they'll bid when it gets down to like 10 teams and it's the Rockies who have a prospect in their organization who's got a car that's going nuts.
The Rockies, you're right about that. Keep that in the back of your mind for prospects, man. Like, collect their cards.
9-50, those Colorado Rockies, which I'm sure we'll bring that up a little bit later on.
9-50.
That's right. So, and then somebody says, I bought a number out of 250 CAGs 3 weeks ago for $20. Another one was just sold this weekend for $100. So it's quick value. Everybody. And that's the thing. It's like, you're listening to Kansas City Sports Radio, the home of the Kansas City Sports, right here on 96.5 The Fan. This is a prospect that is not just massive for the Royals. It is massive for baseball. He is a top 10 prospect going into this week, last week. I'm sure that would have changed. I think he would have probably been a top 5 prospect as well.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Mm-hmm. You get this Jack Caglione card, and it's, let's say it's worth $5,000, just for argument's sake. Now you've got to find somebody to give you that $5,000 for that card. You find that person to give you that $5,000, you sell that card. Mm-hmm. What is that gentleman doing then? Is he trying to sell that for $10,000, or is he saving that for prosperity? Or it's, like, what's the next step for that individual? You got your cash. You're good to go.
Well, you've got, you've answered your own question without knowing it. Like, it's two sides, right? Like, Gold pulled the one-of-one Caitlin Clark card.
Right.
You either sell it now, where she's probably the hottest name in her profession, maybe one of the top 3 hottest names in sports.
And it may be the hottest she's ever going to be at this point in time, too.
Or because the other thing, too, of why it's so hot is because they're already projecting that she will be a champion and an MVP. So, like, Gold's theory is, how much more can it get? Or do you hold on to it and she just, at that point, you just wait till her career is like going through and it's like, okay, hey, I have this.
How many people are signing up to bid on these cards, though? Like, Alex has got this Caitlin Clark card.
Well, he puts up for an auction. You
never know. You just auction it off at that point. Yeah, see, that's kind of what I would do. I just take the money and run on one of these, because I don't know how many people out there can truly afford to spend, say, $15,000 on one sports card. I mean, that's a lot of money. And it's not like you're investing in the stock market at that point in time and you're going to see that money grow, or even put your money into a savings account for that matter. Now, if you want to make any money off of that, you got to find somebody that's willing to pay more than the $15,000 that you did for that. So I look at the card collecting, like, I loved it as a kid. It was phenomenal. I had the best time of my life collecting cards. I look at it as something now, like, if I were to pull one of those cards, as soon as I could sell it, the better off it would be. Because I don't know if there are many people out there that are willing to spend that kind of money on one card. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. I could be completely wrong. But I feel like if you get a buyer, sell the damn thing, man.
Yeah, and like the texter says, you either sell now or you hold it till they're done. And that's the thing. It's like, do you wait 15 years of her career to be over, or do you just get out now? I'm with you. I mean, I'm out.
Well, you can do more with your money right now. Let's just, I mean, just a simple investment into a simple savings account, compound a 0.5% interest is better than waiting, because it may drop in value, or the bottom may fall out of the card market again like it did back in the 90s and 2000s. Who knows? So
that's,
I think if you get one of the,
that's
because it gets oversaturated again, because that's what killed the card market when I was a kid. It just became so oversaturated. Mm. They were cheaply made cards. They weren't all the autographs and stuff like that. But if you get to a level where there's so many people now involved, it kind of decreases the value of everything. And so if I pull a card, I'm selling, I'm keeping my cash, I'm investing it, making off the interest. I'm a very conservative fiscal person, financial person. So that's what I would do. And I could be totally wrong on that, but I'd rather have the cash in hand than wonder about this card in a couple of years.
The other thing too is, like, what do you get, and how sentimental is it to you? Like, if you pull a signed Jack Caglione autograph card, do you hold on to that for the rest of your life? Because that's the guy.
How much is it worth?
Depends on what kind of card it is. There's a lot of semantics.
No, I'm taking the cash. I'm to that point where, you know, I got expenses now. If I could pull a card that, I'm taking that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, pulled a Cags auto out of a Walmart box during my lunch break. I hadn't bought baseball cards in years, but I felt that day I had to for some reason.
That's cool.
That's what he does, man. He's getting grown ass. I'm almost 40 and I'm buying baseball cards.
Let me, I want more on that guy's card from Walmart. Who was it?
You know, Jack Caglione.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what brand?
Bowman, probably.
How much is it worth? Did you sell it? Can you get rid of it? Because that's what I'd be looking to do right away. All right, I got this thing. Who wants to give me money for it?
Are you buying again? Are you going back? Are you back in?
No, I think once you go, like for me, again, I'm very conservative. I go into a casino with $100, I lose, I'm done, I'm out, I walk away, right? So I would feel like if I pulled the Cags card, sold it, got a couple of thousand dollars, I'm done, I'm walking away, I'm good to go. I've made my money. And some people will say, oh, play the hot hand, keep doubling down, or give me my money, I'm leaving.
Yeah, COVID brought golf to the world and baseball cards. Because a lot of people didn't have anything to do.
Nothing to do. Yeah, golf was like dissipating in a big way, right? They were starting to put up malls on the golf course. Then all of a sudden, the only thing you could do was play golf.
Well, it was perfect for COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know? Say, hey, buddy, get your own golf cart. We can't be together. Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go out there in space. You're supposed to be away from people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was great. But, yeah, Caglione got the call. He is on the Royals roster. He'll make his debut in St. Louis tomorrow night.
No corresponding roster move yet, as we know. But I think it should probably be Michael Massey. That's my impression. It should be Michael Massey. He doesn't do much.
And we've had some texts about the timing of this, you know, a week before, like losing a year on
Well,
tags.
You didn't really, and I talked to some people about that. You lose whatever the Super 2 is, look that up. I'm not really sure exactly what the hell that means, but you don't lose the year of service time. Also, too, if he gets the top three of Rookie of the Year, you get the compensatory pick, so it ultimately makes up for it. And with 2027 potentially being a washout of a season, hey, we need to capitalize on this now. We have the rest of this year in 2026, and we don't know what's going to be the new collective bargaining agreement. You saw yesterday the Players Association said, sorry, we're not doing the strike challenging until at least 27 now. So they're not even going into it next year because of the new collective bargaining agreement. So that's going to be a bargaining chip that somebody uses down the line. So we don't even know what baseball is going to be like in a year and a half right now. So at this point in time, as we've been talking about, they're probably going to have a lockout in 2027. We don't know what the rules of baseball are going to be like when they sign the new collective bargaining agreement, or how long it even goes before we see baseball after the 26th season. So you might as well maximize these guys right now.
Again, Caglione up on the major league roster. He was hitting .322, slashing .389, .593. He's insane. 15 home runs, 56 RBIs, and 50 games between AA and AAA. There was no more room for him down low. You bring him up again. Have fun with it.
Exactly.
He's not Barry Bonds. He's not Aaron Judge. He's Jack Caglione, and he's yours. He's in Kansas City. He's 22 years old. He's a man, and he's going to be awesome. But again, 7:30 on a Monday. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's not bury the lead too long. One word on Jack Caglione getting called up. We're jacked, baby.
Excited. Exciting. Excited. Excited. Exciting. All of the exciting words that you can think of for Jack Caglione. That's where we are right now.
Future. I mean, you love Kelce and Mahomes. Now you got a chance to have Bobby and Jack. I mean, that's just what it is, you know. It's the future. I think he's going to be just fine. Again, I keep telling people, I understand there are concerns that they're worried that he might fail in the big leagues. Show me where he's failed yet. I understand it's not the show. I get it. I know. But spring training, college, let's go backwards. College, spring training, A ball, double A ball, triple A ball. What proof do you have that says he will fail? Don't have that sort of thought process. Just enjoy the ride.
The only thought process that people have is because the odds say it, right? Mm. But there are people that bust the trend all the time in sports, right? People didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Even Binkley had him mocked to the Texans.
Jeez,
did you hit your mic? Did you hit your head on the microphone? You're right.
From the text line. Because he just laughed at me.
Yeah, laughed. Yeah.
From the text line, rejuvenated, postseason, and horny were one word from three different
numbers. Yeah, rejuvenated is good. Yeah, you know what? Whoever sent in the word rejuvenated, you get the rest of the week off, because I do believe that is the perfect word to use this, because you could feel it yesterday. Mm. People were starting to, all right, this same old Royals. Brilliant move by the organization to do it at the perfect time, too. This is show business. This is entertainment. This was a move that lets everybody know, the Royals understand, this is show business and entertainment along with baseball. It ain't Savannah Banana type stuff. But the Royals realize with this move, this is about entertainment. This is about show business. This is about giving our fans the best possible product and to have this guy ready. So when we move to 119th and all, we can call it the house that Jack built. Mm. That's Jack's house.
Mm.
Jack's house.
I see what you did there.
You like that? That's Jack's house.
I don't, but I know I like yours. I didn't like the original.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. We got a kid in the minor leagues.
Mm. We could see
that's Jack's house.
Could see a reinvigorated Royals squad, as we just heard. But one word on what we saw this last weekend from the Royals against the top team Tigers. One word.
Well, I think it's only fair to divide that in half. From an offensive standpoint, sad. From a pitching standpoint, holy bleep.
Yeah.
Holy bleep from a pitching standpoint.
Almost threw two shutouts in one weekend. And also got shut out twice in one week.
Right. Yeah. Almost threw two because you had to. You know, but crazy. Pitching, holy crap. Offense, sad.
Holy crap.
Yeah, holy crap in a bad way.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, it's one word on the offense. What's that quote from Mrs. Doubtfire? Help is on the way.
Yeah,
I would say one word. It's tiresome. We're done with it. You're in June.
Yeah.
It's time to put the pants on, strap up, get in the batter's box, lace those shoes a little tighter, take your change out of your left pocket, put it in your right pocket, realize that you've got help on the way, but we're tiresome of that offense because that pitching's getting wasted.
It really
is. They have the second best ERA in the league. They have the worst run differential in the league. It's sad. I mean, last week you're second in the league in hits behind the Dodgers, and you're just two runs above a 9-50 Rockies team.
Yeah, the only team scoring fewer runs are the Rockies.
Just make it make sense.
Yeah, it's not about the hitting. It's about when they're getting the hits. They get guys on base, and they just can't drive anybody in.
Can't capitalize. Yeah, second best team ERA in Major League Baseball with a negative run differential. That's absurd. Going over to basketball, one word. We've got the Pacers and the Thunder in the finals. One word.
Blinds.
Closed.
I don't know, man. I'll be entertained. I mean, Halliburton versus SGA.
Yeah.
Neither one of these teams has won a title. I mean, we talk about it in the NFL all the time. I know it's a more fun sport, but if it was going to be Detroit versus Buffalo, who would you root for?
Buffalo?
This is the same thing. This is Indiana, a full load of history in basketball, never won a title. Yep. You got the story of Halliburton and his dad. Siakam looks like he's arrived in these playoffs all of a sudden out of nowhere. Stole his MVP from his own teammate who thought he was going to win it.
That was crazy.
I'll be entertained, but low ratings, if that was one word, will be exactly what this finals will be.
Yeah, low ratings, but you know what? The money's already been paid by the TV network, so if the ratings are low, the ratings are low. The NBA's still getting their cash. They just need it to go more than four games. I know you guys like to talk about that gentleman sweep. I don't know if that's something that's on tap for this, but how do you get the casual fan interested in this game? There's really nothing outside of basketball truly that's compelling. If it was the Knicks, it would be everything that goes along with the Knicks.
I want to see Chet come out with like a parade.
I can't watch that gentleman's legs, man. It's like tough, that, dude. It's hard to watch. I mean, it really is. It's like watching a stick figure play basketball.
Look,
like,
Mom, the baby giraffe is running.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard. Yeah. It's so hard to watch that guy.
It's like watching me walk in stilettos.
What is going on out here?
He'll put on some pounds.
Yeah.
TNT over to ESPN. Their last broadcast happened over the weekend. One word on TNT ending. Inside the NBA specifically is what we're talking about.
Monumental, because that show started in 1989 with Ernie Johnson, right? And obviously they've had some different people move in because Shaq was playing and Charles and all them were playing back in the day. But a monumental show. It is the most important sports show on television. It is the most entertaining sports show on television. And you don't even have to be a fan of the sport to love that show. That's why they're good at what they do. Because a guy like me, who's not a basketball fan whatsoever, loves that show, loves the moments of that show, loves the personalities on that show. So it's a monumental end to a hell of a run for those guys at TNT.
Historical, right? I mean, that's, hell, you could have your Mount Rushmore of those four guys right there for, you know, pregame shows. I mean, Shaq's got his personality, Chuck's got his, Ernie has his, and Kenny's got his as well. But like Shaq said, we them boys, you know, we coming.
Like four horsemen.
Yeah. Like, I love the fact, and I think everybody would love the fact, to be those four guys to roll into ESPN. Still doing the show in Atlanta, by the way. I don't
Same
know if you
studio.
Caught that one.
Yes.
Same studio, the whole nine yards.
They're not moving.
They're not. They're working for ESPN, but they ain't listening to a damn thing that ESPN is going to tell them, nor should they. ESPN will ruin that show if they try to get their claws on it.
Well, that's a very good segue into my guy Bill Simmons talking about the transfer to TNT to over to ESPN. Let's listen.
I think ESPN's going to fuck the show up. I don't care if I get aggregated.
Sag. So, I didn't understand.
I think they're going to fuck the show up. I don't think they unless they completely change how they do commercials, the show is going to be different and people are going to be pissed and Barkley and those guys are going to be pissed. And I think it's going to go badly. The only way it doesn't go badly is if they do the commercials and they give them the lengthy segments that you need to have that show work. They're going to have to change how they do it. They just paid so much for the NBA. That if they don't do that and they do these same short, terrible segments that you're about to see in the finals where it's like a 1.5 minute halftime and it's like a 20 minute pregame, if they do that, they're going to f- the show up and everybody's going to be mad.
And I think people in the industry have a strong feeling that ESPN will mess up that show. Look, I had not heard Bill Simmons say that. And that was my immediate reaction.
I know when you said it, I was like, whoa, you hadn't even heard it.
ESPN's going to mess this thing up because they're going to try to get their claws in it. This is what happens. Management. Okay, in any industry, when something's working, leave it alone. They're going to try to mess with those guys because their ego is going to be out of joint because it's going to be the best show that ESPN has ever televised, and it's nothing to do with them. And there's going to be egos that are ruffled. There's going to be people that are ticked off. There's going to be jealousy that's out there. There's going to be so much behind the scenes that goes on. I'd be stunned if it makes it past the first year because Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, they don't have to put up with the corporate BS at ESPN. Let them do their thing. There's no reason to get involved with that anywhere. And that's great advice for anybody that's in management. You got people that are doing their job. Leave them alone. Just let them do their thing.
That's why you hired them
to
do the job.
This is why Scott Pioli and Todd Haley were failures, and really why Todd Haley was ultimately the failure is because he couldn't stand that Charlie Weiss was getting the credit and got so mad and let that get in the way of them having a successful operation here in Kansas City. And here we sit with Andy Reid, and it worked out great for us. But the moral of the story is check your ego. Let these guys do their thing and don't get involved at ESPN. Because as Mac and I have talked about now for the last couple of weeks, that ESPN pregame stuff is trash.
It's garbage.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
It's not interesting at all. And that's the other thing with the NBA Finals being now on ESPN, they were getting obliterated.
Destroyed.
I've never seen people just obliterate a network like the NBA fan was doing with ESPN. It's like you gave us this ultimate gift with Inside the NBA, And now we've got to go watch ESPN that couldn't hold a candle to anything that they're doing at Turner right now.
Well, imagine if it was like there were only two teams playing football. You either got to watch the Chiefs or the Jaguars. That's what TNT is, and then ESPN's the Jags.
You're
like, yeah, I know. I'm just going to wait for the Chiefs to be on. This sucks.
Yeah, it's true. Like, we commented on it a couple weeks ago. Like, they've made Stephen A. Smith not be Stephen A. Smith on these pregame shows.
Muffled him, yeah.
I don't like it. No. I need Stephen A. to be animated. Screaming That's why it. He's good.
Yes.
And then he's on these pregame shows and he's being very by the book. I'm like, that's not his personality.
Low expectations for TNT moving to ESPN. What are your expectations for Jack Caglione? He gets the call. He's officially a Kansas City Royal baseball player. What are your expectations? 913-586-7965. We'll dive into it on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Every single second of every single moment of this show today. If you missed it or you slept under a rock like Patrick the Starfish, Jack Caglione is officially a Kansas City Royal. He got the call last night to the show. The announcement came via Jeff Passan on X, formerly known as Twitter. The Royals are calling up their number one prospect in their organization, Jack Caglione. I think I might go to the courthouse today and officially change my last name.
To
Caglione.
I don't think he would allow that. You'd probably be arrested and have that restraining order, you know, reenacted around you of 5,000 yards or whatever Ryan has against me.
Good point.
So Jack Caglione coming up today. Great move by the organization. I think for my standpoint on this, I think we can finally turn the page now on the Glass regime and understand that this is not your same old Kansas City Royals that they were under David Glass. John Sherman has a new vision for this team. John Sherman has a new way of owning this team. J.J. Piccolo is being empowered to go out and make moves that maybe Dayton Moore and the regime behind were not able to do because of ownership. This, to me, is more of a tribute to John Sherman than it is to anybody else inside this organization to allow them to bring this guy up, because I think there's, 10 days or something left until you get that Super 2 designation, which means you get that extra year of a player. But also what it shows is that they're tired of, I don't want to use the term losing, because they're not losing. What, they're 3 games over .500, just a game back of the final playoff spot. They're not losing, but they recognize there was a problem, and they're going out there and they're fixing that problem. They're not just saying, well, it'll eventually take care of itself. Guys will start to get hot. We've seen 2 months of nobody hitting the baseball on this team, and we've seen an entire month of the shortstop not hitting the baseball on this team. Something had to give. And when you look around the landscape of Major League Baseball and the players that you could go out and acquire, who's really going to move the needle at this point in time, right? And so you got a kid in the minor leagues that has shown the minor leagues that he's too good for them. He forced their hand, and they have a need for Jack Caglione up here. But I do give John Sherman a lot of credit for allowing the organization and empowering J.J. Piccolo to go out there and make these moves, because I don't think the same empowerment was there before when Glass owned the team. And that's the fact, Jack. That's Jack facts.
What are your guys' expectations? Mac, Bob, what are your expectations for young Caglione in the big leagues?
Okay, so my expectation for Jack Caglione is everybody else getting better. That's my expectation for Jack Caglione. I'm not going to put a number. I'm not going to put a limit. I'm hoping what Jack Caglione does is he comes in, he's that pressure release valve, and it releases all of the pressure on everybody else in that lineup. Because over the last month, Bobby's hitting .250. He's trying to chase pitches that he's never chased before. They're not giving him anything to hit. He's clearly been very frustrated at the plate. There's no doubt about that. Vinny's starting to pick it up a little bit. Salvi had 3 hits yesterday, but they're still not getting the hits when they matter most. They're not coming through in those pressure situations. So I hope Jack Caglione simply makes everybody else in the lineup better, more relaxed, and more efficient when they come up to the plate. That's my expectation for Jack Caglione. I know I'm different than everybody else, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who think he's going to hit 70 homers or 60 homers or 50 homers or whatever the case may be. And if he doesn't do that, you're going to be mad, but that's your expectation. My expectation is just come up here and give this lineup an opportunity to smoke a cigarette and relax for 5 minutes, you know?
Yes.
That's what they need at this point in time.
They've played 60 games.
That's right.
So there's 102 baseball games left, and hypothetically, let's say Caglione plays all 102 of those games, right? 162 games in a season, 60 have been played, so you're past the, you know,
You're past the third mark of the season.
You're starting to get into the nuts and bolts of the season where losses are now a little bit more heavy.
Yeah, they are.
The 5, 6, 7 game win streaks are a little bit more magnetized towards your standing rankings and all that sort of thing. So I think my expectations are just be one of a few pieces needed to really, you know, fix this team up, right? The offense is beaten up pretty bad. The offense is pretty sluggish. You're just one of the other, like, I still think there are other pieces you can acquire. I don't think you are the end all be all. If you don't work, then this team's a failure. I don't think that's the case. I also will tell you, seeing this young man play in double A and triple A with my own eyes, it's not like that. He's demeanor is calm. It's cool. Watch him engage with fans and kids and sign autographs and even tell the old guys that are trying to get 17 baseball cards signed, yeah, you don't exist. Oh, what's your name? You got a baseball? Threw it to a kid 7 years old.
Oh, did he blow off old men with cards? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the best. Oh, yeah. I like him even more.
Alex and I were there standing to watch like what had happened. Like, this guy's got a binder, and Alex is like, you know, they hate that, right? I'm like, of course. And he sees the guy, moves immediately past him, goes down the ramp. There's a little kid standing there, probably 7 years old with a baseball, and Jack just kind of clapped, kid threw the ball to him. Jack signed it, grabbed the ball, threw it back to the kid. He caught it, and he was like, did you catch it? And he's like, yep, got it. He's like, thank. And he's like, have a good day. And the kid, ear to ear.
Smile.
Of course.
Day, yeah. Week, month, year, made.
Yes.
So there's all
adult
this.
Adult with baseball card binder. Total loser. Like, total loser.
I've got one.
You're not showing up and waiting outside of a ballpark.
No, I'm not. I'm at the ballpark.
Yeah, You're at the ballpark. I told you the story. I saw a guy one time go, what player am I? And the guy didn't know. Neither did I. I mean, why would I? But like walking into the stadium, guy goes, can I get your autograph? Guy goes, who am I? The guy had no idea who he was, right? Like, if I was, I'd sign the wrong cards.
Is there any sort of athlete that, or player real quick, I guess, that, you know, the expectation sports, like locally or and nationally, that you like were high up on?
Well, I think Juan Soto and what he's going through in New York right now with the expectation. Do not have Juan Soto expectations for Jack Caglione. You'll be severely disappointed. But I think everybody had expectations for Alex Gordon when he came up to the big league. He was the next George Brett, right?
Yeah, that was tough. Opening day against Curt Schilling.
You know, Zach Greinke had expectations when he came up here to this level. I personally had expectations for Ryan Sims when he was drafted sixth overall. That was a hell of a defensive line draft. I thought he'd be really, really good. Anybody that you had high expectations for and maybe never met their mark?
Jonathan Baldwin.
Baldwin is a good
Baldwin's
one.
Yeah, for sure.
Clyde, right? The moral of the story is he wasn't the guy that I thought he could be. Don't have high expectations for these guys, and then you won't think they stink when they don't reach the expectation that you sent for them. That's why for Caglione, for me, it ain't about Cags. Take the pressure off of everybody else in that lineup. Score some runs. This team scoring 4 or 5 runs a game. Cags.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It was worth it. He did it what he needed to do up here at the big league level.
It may not even be him that does it. It just might be his addition that gets other people.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Sandwich in between Vinny and Sal's my expectation. We'll get to Vern in about 25 minutes. Coming up, we'll talk about the trip. Gold and I went to Omaha this weekend. We brought back Caglione for you. That's just one of many stories we can dive into here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.